Is Amazon stealing your customers?
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. Let's talk a little bit about that, shall we? So, Amazon.com, one of the most common issues I've heard from people that sell things online through Amazon.com is that they don't have their customer data, that you have very little information about your customers because Amazon gets all that. They get all the details about the customer. They get the communication with the customer, and you don't get a whole heck of a lot. It's very difficult to build an ongoing relationship because people have built that relationship via their Amazon Prime account and so forth. So this isn't just an Amazon problem. It's just Amazon's made it a mainstream issue. This is a retail wholesale issue. And I've got a lot of people out in my audience, people that I've interviewed on my podcasts and so forth, that have a wholesale retail element to their business. And the toughest thing about that is that the retail location, whether it's a physical location or whether it's an online store, they're the ones that maintain the relationship with your customer. And the value, the true value in a business, isn't in the product exchange for money. The real value in the business is the relationship with the customer, the long-term relationship. And I talk about this quite a bit in my book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business, which you can get a free copy at amazonproofbook.com. Amazonproofbook.com. So you can go check that out, but you can also go and check it out at amazon.com. It's just, I like to have a relationship with my audience. So that's one way that you can do it. Here's another way. We just recently, and I'm no hypocrite or anything, I use amazon.com. I love it. We're Prime members, and we've got we buy things through it all the time. I mean, ridiculous amounts of stuff we get through amazon.com, and the service continues to get better and better. But the best thing is they're causing everyone else to get better and better. Just today I saw a deal where they've got a thing, I think it's called Walmart Plus. I guess I should have researched this before bringing it forward. Walmart Plus, where Walmart is doing kind of a Prime type thing to where they will deliver anything for free if you sign up for a year's worth of their subscription, so that you don't even need to go to the store anymore. It can come to you. You pay like about what you would for Prime, about $100 a year or something like that. Like I said, I heard this through the grapevine. My wife was telling me all about it. So we were looking at, oh, well, we could do that with Walmart. It's all because Amazon's kicking their butt, because Amazon's providing so much value to the marketplace. I'm not here to cheerlead Amazon either, but I want to show you how you can get around these retailers. One of the things you can do is work on selling directly or building that relationship directly with your own people. Like with my website, you could see how I go through that process. But another way, we just bought I don't know if it was a duvet cover, which I don't know what that is because I'm a guy, but we bought some type of sheet or something like that from a company called Sleep Zone. And we got the package, everything else, and you've seen these in packages your whole life. You've seen the little card that is for a lifetime warranty, that all you got to do is go and sign up for it. You go and you put in the details as to when you bought it, where you bought it from. Sometimes you got to put in like the item code or something like that in it. And nowadays, before, I don't know if you remember getting these, where oftentimes you, and you don't see this as often, but it was a postcard that you filled out and it already had the postage paid on it, and you put it in the mail. So why do companies go through the hassle of doing this? Nowadays, they just tell you go to a website and sign up for it. So sometimes they'll have the little QR code or whatever to click on. But this sends you to the name of the company, Sleep Zone. It tells you, thank you on one side for shopping with us. Sleep Zone, let's dream. And then you go to the other side, warranty, lifetime warranty. Activate your lifetime warranty now. Step one, visit www.sleepzonelife.com. Step two, click the support menu and enter your information so they get you to go online to do it. Sometimes they have something a little bit more than a warranty, but oftentimes it's all that's needed depending on what you're actually selling. And the reason why this is done is so that they can start a one-on-one relationship with you. Because we bought this through Amazon. They don't have any of our details. Amazon's got all the details, especially with Prime, where they'll take the products and deliver it, so you don't even have the addresses. But these guys want to start marketing to their people, so they get you to go online and start a relationship. And this is a major point, like I said, in my book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. You go and check it out. That's one of the main things I talk about doing, is getting that relationship, ongoing relationship with your customer. There's nothing better, because that's where the real value of the business lies. So hopefully that makes sense to you. Great idea. Everyone should be doing this that's doing any form of retailing whatsoever. If you have your products or services being offered by somebody else and they have the relationship, you've got to bring that relationship over to your end, because that's where the value comes. It's not in that first sale. It's not in the one sell of the product. It is in the ongoing sales of products and services over time to that same person. Hopefully that makes sense. We'll be back here tomorrow night for another tip for ways you can help your business in the ways of principles, strategies, and tactics. You have a great night. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.